This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. In eastern Iowa, the rivers and creeks are back to more reasonable levels now. Flooding in June destroyed thousands of homes and buildings and bridges, and include this in the losses, $4 billion worth of corn and soybeans. NPR's Noah Adams spent Iowa days with a guy who drives around in a truck helping farmers who still do have crops growing. Here's Noah's piece about a man whose license plate reads Crop Doc.
The flood of 08. They'll be telling stories about it the same way they talk about the 93 flood. Jim Fawcett worked that one too. He has 20 years on the job with Iowa State University. He's an agronomist, a crop specialist with the university's extension service. He's based in Iowa City, out at the county fairgrounds.
How many dogs are here, do you think?
I really don't know. This is the first time I've looked myself. I've just been hearing them from my office and haven't come to look. But it looks like quite a few.
It's a temporary home for the dogs because of the flooding. Jim Fawcett's been too busy with crop issues to go out back and take a look.
It's nice being across the hall from him because growing up on the farm and now not living on the farm, I still am on the farm by way of Jim.
That's Diana Colgan, a 4-H youth coordinator for Johnson County. Jim Fawcett has a Ph.D. in weeds. His master's is in oats. He has soil survey books for each of his 8 counties, chemical reference books, and he can always turn to his colleagues at the university.
Thank you. Your passcode has been accepted. At the tone, you will be the 6th caller in the conference.
On most Monday mornings, Jim Fawcett joins a teleconference from the Iowa State campus in Ames, 140 miles away.
Good morning. Why don't we go ahead and get started? We are filtering in slowly here in Agronomy Hall.
Mike Owen is running the meeting. His experts are ready, including a meteorologist with the upcoming ag weather.
Some of the warm air may come down off the Rockies into northwest Iowa as we approach the middle of July.
Among the field agronomists, Mike Owen checks in both around the state. There is much talk about rainfall. 2008 has been wet and chilly, a dreadful year, even without the floods.
Jim Fawcett.
We had some wind last Wednesday night, I believe it was, so some corn went down with that. Some of the corn is starting to look a little better, starting to have a better green color to it, but about every field there'll be areas that are gone or yellowing.
The teleconference is useful, but quickly as he can, Jim Fawcett is out getting his shoes muddy. He is, after all, a field agronomist, and he has the 8 counties to cover. He's worried. The price of corn is at an all-time high, but because of the weather, his farmers are having trouble growing it. Garth Gardeman turns off his tractor and walks Jim Fawcett over the crest of a hill.
I think this is the third time I've had you look at corn for me.
And this time, Gardeman has a swath of sick-looking corn up close to the fence line. He figures his neighbor farmers were spraying a chemical in a high wind.
These guys are so pushed to cover their acres.
Yeah. And especially this year, you just didn't have very many days to spray. So if it's dry enough, they're going to be in there and hope they get away with the windy days.
Jim Fawcett will write a letter about the wayward spray. He offers to call the farmers himself. Some money might change hands. There are more stops throughout the day. Fawcett sees ragweed and water hemp sprouting in a soybean field. The hemp hasn't been a problem since the 93 flood and rains. And he digs up a weak-looking bean plant for a diagnosis.
It's Rhizoctonia root rot. It causes a kind of a brick red coloration near where the soil line is.
To visit the farms and make the occasional trip to Iowa State and Ames, Jim Fawcett drives a Nissan 4x4. It's his own truck. The university pays the mileage.
Does it matter to a farmer what kind of vehicle the agronomist shows up in?
Well, the first year I was on the job, I didn't have a pickup. I had a Ford Probe, but the Probe wasn't the best car to be driving through fields in. It was pretty low to the ground, and I think maybe it does matter some to the farmer when you show up in a pickup. It looks like you know more about farming than showing up in a car, but I really need the pickup for some of the things I do. Sometimes I have chemicals, pesticides that I really shouldn't have in a car. I need them in the back of the pickup.
Home, in time for hamburgers on the porch, Jim and his wife Kathleen live north of Iowa City, a house by a lake.
Hi, Norm.
Kathleen.
Nice to meet you. How do you like Iowa so far?
Great.
Yeah? Yeah. Has it been hot?
Well, we've been in the truck most of the time.
And for me, it's the guest bedroom overnight. The next morning, Kathleen is out of the house before Jim starts breakfast. Both have careers helping people. Kathleen is a nurse. Jim is feeling the pain of a bad crop year, but that's just economics.
I don't know if I could stand the blood that she deals with, so this is a little more something I can deal with.
We decide to drop in on an extension service field day in an adjoining district. For the farmers gathered under an awning out in a cornfield, it's a bit of socializing. The lunch is free, and so is the advice. Here, Brian Lang is talking about no-till planting. He is fast and technical.
To just kind of sort out, okay, what have yields been doing for continuous corn compared to corn fallow beans, compared to corn beans. Down towards the bottom, we got soybeans following 2 years of corn, soybeans following.
Our last stop on my visit, Jim Fawcett's old family farm outside Iowa City. This is where he grew up. This is where he hid in a basement from a tornado. His cousins run the place now, working hundreds of acres. It was his great-grandfather who built the house in 1896. It stands on a slight rise, sheltered by the old trees, a sycamore, a cottonwood.
Had a hop of crab that had gotten a little too big. My mom liked to come out and see after she went to the retirement home. We had an ash tree on the other side of the house that my dad planted that got way too big, and so we had to take it down. But we're thinking we're going to replant some trees kind of in their memory. They're both gone now.
Jim Fawcett's sister, just now retiring from a city job, has been doing some work on the home place. He says she plans to move in and become quite a serious gardener.
That looks kind of like tobacco. What is that going on? I don't know my vegetables very well.
Why would your sister be growing tobacco?
I don't think it is, but I'm not sure what that is.
In the vegetable garden.
I recognize the weeds, but I don't recognize the garden plants.
Back when he was 13, he started having leg pains. He had a congenital spinal defect. There was an operation to fuse the spine, but he figured he'd never be able to develop the strength to become a farmer, to do the lifting. However, he would be able to be a farm scientist. Noah Adams, NPR News.
You know, there's been a lot of grim financial news out lately. The latest, IndyMac, that big California bank, went under, and that's raised a lot of questions.
Here's one. What happens if I have my money in a money market account? Is that insured?
It is by the federal government, but a money market fund is not.
So do you have questions about bank failures, and what are you doing now? What are your ideas about keeping your money safe? Send them to us, your ideas and your questions. We'll have an expert answer them on the air. You can contact us at this link, npr.org, and put banks in the subject line. So go to npr.org, click on Contact Us, put banks in the subject line. We'll have more in a moment on Day to Day.